found on page 1179, and it's Philippians 2, starting at verse 12. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation and fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe, as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with all of you. So you too should be glad and rejoice with me. Amen.
Thank you. Let us pray. Ask God, Lord, speak to me today. When he speaks, the things which are not right in our life, in my life, will change. Because that word has become flesh and dwelt among us. And that word is Christ alone. And that word has a power for the transformation of our life. Lord, speak to me. Raven listened to God's word. Fish listened to God's word and they obeyed. Lord, today, you speak to me today. Lord, speak to me today in a special way that my life will be reflect the Christ likeness to the community. Lord, speak to me. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace. Who can stand before you, Lord? When you speak, the mountains trembles. When you put forth, they give a smoke. Who can come to the hill of the Lord? Who has clean hands and pure heart? But we come before your throne of grace through Christ our Lord, who has a passion for our salvation. In that Christ, O Lord, we have that confidence that you're going to speak to us. You have spoken to us, to our forefather through prophets, and you're going to speak to us through your Son, through your word. I especially pray that, Lord, give us the hearing ear. Give us the understanding heart and obedient heart to your word. Father in heaven, I pray that, be with us and guide us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Once again, I thank God for this time and that he has given us to share his precious word. I believe that the church is following this Philippians, and they have a goal which says, I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And I believe that, you know, you have known that Philippians is written by Apostle Paul. And the context of what I'm going to share today is from 2nd chapter, verses 12 to 18. Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not in my absence, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fearing and trembling, for it is God who works in you both. Who works in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. Do all things without complaining and dispute, that you may become blameless, harmless children of God without fault in the midst of crooked, perverse generation among whom you shine as a light in this world, holding fast the word of life so that I may rejoice. It is Paul was saying that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain or labor in vain. Yes, and if I am being poured out as a drink offering on the sacrifice and service of your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all. For the same reason, you also be glad and rejoice with me. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to his name. As we read this word of God, I believe that God has opened your thoughts. And I emphasize this. When we come out to read this verse, I want to bring two things. Christians should work out, and God working in. I believe I'm speaking to the believers who know Christ as the Lord and Savior, who experience the personal relationship with Christ. This is what Apostle Paul was telling to this Philippians church. He has established this church, and he has worked hard to explain to them the truth of Christ. And in his prison also, he's writing this letter and explaining them about how we should live, what is our upward calling, where we are heading towards. As a Christian, yes, I have believed Christ. I know Jesus as my Lord and Savior. So what? What are you going to do? There is something that he's trying to explain to them, to the church. And he's trying to explain to them, church, that you need to work out your salvation. Work out your salvation. That's the principle of this verse, which I'm going to try to bring it to you from 2nd chapter, 12th verse. What does it mean, work out your salvation? A lot of people get disturbed. Do I need to do anything to get salvation? No. The salvation is not by works. You cannot work it at all. You cannot work for it. You cannot work it up. Ephesians 2:8. For by grace you are saved through faith, not yourself. It is a gift of God. You and I have been saved. I got a salvation not by doing any work, but it is a work of Christ on the cross of Calvary. On that Calvary, Christ has died. So you don't need to work for your salvation, but you need to work out your salvation. I'm going to explain you this going on. In Romans 3:21, the deeds of the law do not justify anybody, but the righteousness comes by grace. You do not work for your salvation. There is no salvation by work, but we need to work out the salvation. Here Paul was explaining to the church at Philippi, as we see this verse at 12th chapter and 2nd chapter, 12th verse. Therefore, my beloved, you have always obeyed, not in my presence only, but now in more in absence. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling. Work out. What does it mean? It is a verb, the important note. It is present tense imperative word, which means it is a command that we should continually emphasize. Make every effort for your salvation. You have been saved. God, Lord Jesus Christ, shed his precious blood on the cross of Calvary. You have been saved. I have been saved by grace of God. But what I should do, the things what God has done in my life, that he has transformed me. I used to be a slave to sin. I obey the lawlessness of this world. But when I accept Christ in my life, the things of this world has passed. I am daily transforming into the image of Christ. I have to work out what God has done in me. Once I was blind, now I can see. How? By the power of his word. That's called work out your salvation. It is a command that we need to understand. It is a daily action. It is in a verb in always present action. Work out your salvation. Romans 6 chapter verse 19. Just as you present your members to as a slave to impurity, lawlessness, resulting in further lawlessness, so continually present your members slave to righteousness, resulting in sanctification. You and I have been saved. We have saved by the grace of God, present, past, present, and future. We have been saved. We have been justified by God. Now what we are living as I am saved, my past has been justified. I was a sinner. I have done wrong things. I have disobeyed God's commandment. I have run away from Him. I have loved this world. But when Christ showed forth, He said, the wages of the sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal. When I accepted God, I have been justified by the work of Christ. But now, once I have been saved, now I am going to be sanctified. Day by day process. And my salvation will come to an end. My life will become a glorified. My bodies will become glorified. I'm going to explain to you this one. A sheep, for example, a sheep falling into a muddy puddle. When shepherd whistles on it, it will come out from the muddy puddle. What happens? What will do? She will chuck. That's what we, once we were in sin, Christ called us. Once we are bonded with this sinful nature, when we have run away from His presence, He called us, come unto me. We have been saved. Once we come out as a sheep, come from the muddy puddle, it don't want to stay in that sin. It comes out. But what happened? The sheep has something sticky, that one. That's called sanctification. God is setting you apart. Day by day, the word of God, when you read, when you are in the sin, you don't read the word of God. You've been away from God. There is no relationship between you and God. But once you believe Christ, you have a relationship with Him. And He's going to speak to you. As the sheep comes out, the shepherd will come and say, oh, you're in that place. I'm going to clean you. Cleaning process will come. That's our sanctification, set apart. This is called what I'm to bring that one. This is called what work out your salvation. It is everyday action what we need to do. As we read this one, first thing we need to understand that Christians have to work out the salvation. We have been saved and we are being saved. That's the keeping power, and we will be saved. We are waiting for a full salvation, even though the redemption of our bodies. That's why Paul says in Romans 13, verse 11, now is your salvation nearer than you believed. Our salvation will come to an end when our body is transformed to the glorified body of Christ, like Christ's likeness. This was explaining this. These things was explained to the church at Philippi. The salvation demands us from turning sin and embrace Christ Jesus. Salvation demands us to act on not only the human will but the will of God. And the sinner should repent from and turn to the faith in Christ Jesus. So this is about work out your salvation. I want to give an analogy, you know, that it will help us. Exodus chapter 14, verse 13. Just I want to. When Moses and the children of Israelites, they left Egypt, they were trapped. Where they were trapped? There was a Red Sea in front of them, there was a Pharaoh army behind. What did Moses say? Do not be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Don't be afraid, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That was great faith of Moses. But it was bad advice. He has great faith. Oh, come on, I know that God whom we trust is able to deliver us. But what happened immediately? Read the word of God. Because the Lord immediately shot back from heaven and said, why are you crying unto me? Speak to the children of Israel and tell them to go forward. He said, don't stand still. Oh, I can see the salvation of God. Believers, those who trust God, you have been saved. And you are saved for the purpose. This is what God, Moses was trying to explain. Oh, you want to see the salvation of God? God was Moses. Ask them to move. Action. Don't stand still. See the salvation of God. Go forward and see the salvation of God. And they have an experience that no one can experience, the Israelites. They know that without God they cannot do. That's why Moses says, you're going to see, don't be afraid, you're going to see the salvation of God. They have experienced the salvation of God when they are not standstill, when they move. This is a great analogy. As a believers, we should understand that we need to work out on outside what God has done inside. Yes, brother, once upon a time I was an alcoholic. But what transformation will have once you believe Christ? You shun the things of this world you hate. That's what Apostle Paul says. I don't want this world. I want the things. His focus was on high. When you focus on high, you hear him and his life will transform. That's why, you know, I thank God, you know, the church adopted this Philippians. One thing you should learn from when you come to the Philippians, that everyone who sit here, we should and we must should be likeness of Christ. We should reflect Christ. This is what Apostle Paul was telling to Philippians. Rejoice. He was in the prison, he's saying rejoice. How can he rejoice? Because he knows that one who has saved him and he has put his eyes on the eye above. So my dear brothers and sisters, we are all believers in Christ. Are we living inside out? The context. Therefore, my beloved, as you all, I'm going to start. Therefore is a word, it reflects us and it is impels us to read ahead. Previous verses. If you read the previous verses, again in the verse 9, he says, therefore, means you need to read again a previous verse. So I'm going to read you from second chapter of Philippians, verses from 5. Let the minds be in you which was also in Christ. Let your mind be in you which was also in Christ, who being in form of God, do not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking form of a bondservant and coming in likeness of men, and being found in appearance as men, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death on the cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of this in heaven and of those on earth and those under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus is the Lord, to the glory of the God. Therefore, again I'm coming back to the context, therefore, my beloved. So Paul is trying to explain to the church at Philippi, saying that, you know, therefore, my brothers and sisters, I loved you so much. I loved you in such a way that you need to work out your salvation. You need to be an example. You need to show forth what God has done in your life. Therefore, just I want to bring the 5 points. What is the meaning of Christian hours? Work it out, your salvation. Here, therefore is a, I told you earlier that therefore is means we need to read. Here we see from verses from 5 to 11, Paul was exalting God. He is explaining how God, Jesus is a model of humility. Jesus is a model of humbleness. He is a model of obedience. You see, he was humble himself to be equal with man. He was obedient to the point of death. Therefore, my beloved means he's writing to the church that you, I own you. As Paul has a passion to see the glory of God, what God has done in his life, in his church. So he's trying to explain to that church. You see, therefore, my brother, therefore means what? You see what Christ has done. He was a role model of humility. He's a role model of our obedience to the Father. Therefore, what God has done, he was exalted on high. As you and I know Christ in our life, are we exhibiting that humbleness, obedient? That's why Apostle Paul was, therefore, my beloved, I love you. As a Paul, he has a relationship with God, he's glorifying Heavenly Father. At the same time, he has a relationship with the church. As a pastor, he's saying, my beloved, I know you. In my presence, you do much work. In my absence, so you do good. But work out your salvation. When I was trying to read this one, God was speaking to me in a special way, saying that it's easy to say, but when we go into this world, you will have trials and temptations. But God is so gracious that His grace is sufficient for us. So I'm going to read once again. I'm going back again to the verse context. Therefore, my beloved, as you always obeyed. Here we see, therefore, here the Apostle Paul was telling to the Philippians church that you and I should be like an example of Christ. Therefore, my beloved, you need to work out your salvation so that you should be like an example of Christ. In the Bible, we see that Stephen, his face was shown, and he spoke the same word of Christ. When you and I have believed Jesus Christ, we say that I love Jesus. I have been washed away from His blood. I know that is, yes, those who believe in Christ, your name is in dust in His hands. No one can pluck it out. It is you and I need to work it out to show to this world what God has done in our life. My dear brothers and sisters, the first example, work out your salvation. We need to be an example like Christ. We see Christ, it means we have understand that Christ example. It is not only in the church. When we board a bus, we reflect Christ-likeness. When we are in hospital, we reflect Christ-likeness. Because the God who done in our heart, the transformation. Once I loved to be in the sin, to follow the lawlessness, but Christ paid for my sin. I was sinful, but Christ paid for my sin. And when you accept it, we should live out that salvation. We need to work out salvation to be an example. Therefore means he's explaining how Christ lived. He's a model of humility. God, once he speak a word, the word will exist. Let there be light, there was light. Because Jesus is image of invisible God. And he says, come down, the roaring wind, come down. When he cursed the tree, he's dying. That God became human for you and me. And he lived a model of life, of humility. As a Christian, we need to work it out that we want to be like Christ. Lord Jesus, give me the strength to be like Christ. And here we see that my beloved is saying, my beloved means my loved ones. Apostle Paul was saying to the Philippians, as a Christian, as a believer in Christ, I glorify God what has done in our life. Apostle Paul was saying, I glorify what God has done. But at the same time, as I am as your pastor, my beloved. Yes, as a Christian journey, you come, you want to show forth your love, you want to show forth the Christ likeness to this world. Sometimes you might fail. But don't worry. Who is inside? Christ is inside. He was telling to us, be like Christ. Show forth your love. And third thing he's telling us to be, you always obeyed. Obedience. A Christian life, those who believe in God should have obedience life. Obedient, are you obedient? There's one song, trust and obey. There is no other way to be happy in Christ Jesus. I believe God. We might say the creed, we might believe and we confess. But are we obedient to God's word? This is what Apostle Paul was trying to explain to the church at Philippians. Yes, please work out your salvation to be an example like Christ. To show forth your love and be obedient to God. Be obedient to God and be obedient on throughout your life. And he says that, the fourth one I want to bring it, not in my presence only, but now in my absence. When Paul was in prison, the Philippian church, they gave some donations and they helped him. Not in the presence, not in the church, in the presence of God. Oh, I want to be holy, close eyes and pray. But not in my presence, but in my absence. Not with the Philippian, you're in this world. Do we have the presence of God in our life and showing love? Tomorrow, Monday, you and I go to work. If any colleague asks you, what you have done? I went to church. Do they put the big question, oh, you go to church? You are you Christian? Because our life is different. what we confess here, we should live to the world. But most of the time, we are not. That's why the world is looking for us. Let your light so shine that the people will see your good deeds and glorify God in heaven. Apostle Paul was trying to explain to this Philippian church, develop your spiritual life, not in my presence also, in my absence, and make every effort to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. It is a reverential fear. God has not given the fear or timidity, but he has given the power of sound mind. We need to have. Why we need to fear? Oh my God, if I done this wrong thing again, if I sin, what happened? Who died for my sin? Christ died. He was wounded for my transgression. He was bruised for my sins there. The chastisement of God was laid upon him. By his stripes I have been saved, healed. Whenever as a Christian we fall, we see, Lord, have mercy. He was so wounded, you know, that the blood comes out. Whenever, that's what Apostle Paul was trying to explain to them. Work out, be an example to this world. With fear and with trembling. And the word of God says that, you know that. Don't be deceived. He that endureth till end will be saved. I told you, salvation past, present and future. Until this charan will transform to the image of Christ likeness. When my body is transformed to glorify body. That's the salvation till. For that, Apostle Paul was trying to explain to the Philippians. Philippians are the church who believe Christ as the Lord. And he's explaining them. There was issue in the church. There was issue with the two sisters. They have a pride in their life. It is addressing here. Complain, stop complaining it. If you go down. My dear brothers and sisters, are you working out your salvation? Are you showing forth what God has done in your life? Are you an example? Are you exemplary life? Are you living an exemplary life like Christ? Are you obedient to God's word? Are you true to yourself? But we need to work out your salvation. For who? Read the word of God. Can anyone read verse 13? If you have a Bible, please, can you read verse 13? For it is God. So we need to work out the salvation for whom? For it is for God. God is there for us and he's telling us, for it is God who works in you both to will and to his will and for his good pleasure. God wants everybody who are here, everyone to be like Christ likeness. Whenever somebody come and touch you, they should feel the presence of God. This is what Apostle Paul was trying to explain to the church. Romans 6, verse 19. We read earlier about the sin. If you read John 14, 15, 4 chapter, it is about how God saying, it is, you're working out your salvation for me. And without me, you can't do nothing. John 15, chapter 4, verse. If you try to produce something, you must be connected to the vine. You know, I've told you that we should be like example. We should show for love. We should be obedient. How it will come out from us when we abide in Christ. We cannot do nothing. We cannot do nothing apart from God. If you do not abide in the vine, you have no life source to produce fruit. Without me, you cannot do nothing. The Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12 chapter, Apostle Paul, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, outlines the matter of spiritual gift, the ministry. Therefore, there are varieties effect. But the same God who works all things in all worlds. Whatever is being produced in your life, to the glory of God, to his glory. Whatever we have produced is for his glory. Whatever we are producing is for his glory. He is work in us and is always working in us. For why? Because to that we should totally transform our life to the image of God. Therefore, my dear brethren, I beseech you by the mercies of Christ, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, says the word of God in Romans 12. He is asking us, he is pleading the believers in Romans that your life should be transformed to the image of God. Hear what God was saying. You are working. I am working for you. And he says, for it is God, he is person to us. It is God who gives us the power. It is God's presence in our life. And the purpose, what we are working at our salvation, is for God. Let your light shine. Work it out your salvation. I'm bringing it to the close. God is working in your life. Put this question in your heart. In what sense? God is working in my life, that every day his presence is in me and his power is in action, and he's given us the power and his presence is in me, and whatever I'm doing, I'm fulfilling the purpose of God, and whatever is we are doing is for his good pleasure. The world is waiting for you. World is waiting for you and me to show forth the Christ likeness, to show forth how God has loved us so much, he gave his only begotten Son. The world is waiting for you and me to show forth the true love, true kindness. World is waiting for you. And this whole process of our salvation, Christ is working in us. Until our life will match the likeness of Christ. When Heavenly Father will see in heaven, we are all Christ's likeness. There is no guilt in us, no fear of death, because our life, who is looking after our life, who is working in us when we accept Jesus as our Lord? God is working on us. And how we are reflecting to this world? In our deeds. Be an example of God, loved by him. Show forth your love by obedience to his word. Peter was saying that, you know that. Faith without deeds is work, waste. Faith. Yes, I have faith. Show me your deeds. I love Jesus Christ. Oh, born again. I'm thank God I'm born again. But when you go out of this church, does people reflect that Christ likeness? I have decided to follow Christ. When the times and trial will come, God will give us strength. But he's also asking us to be an example. Are we living to that expectation of God? God is asking us, he that endureth till end will be saved. Ask God today, let us ask myself as well, Lord, sometimes my life I may not be able to reflect you in few areas. Can you transform me, Lord? Can we a light torch bearer? Who we are now? Once we accept Christ, we are the light bearers of Christ. We need to show forth the likeness of Christ to this world. Are we really showing that? Therefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed me, not in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work it out your salvation. I'm telling you once again, I want to make it very distinct clear. You have been saved by the grace of God, not your works, but you need to work it out because God has done something in your heart. If you do exercise, you show forth your bodybuilding. Your muscles. God wants us that you, when you and I read the word of God, it should come out. When I pray, what God has put in my heart, surely there will be a transformation. Somebody prayed for me. Somebody came and spent his time on me, prayed for me, show forth the God's word. God is still transforming me and is still saving me from every day. As a sheep is took in his arm, God is taking in his, took each and every one in his arm, he's trying to take out the dirt, what we are. That's why Apostle Paul was trying to explain. I fight every day with my flesh to get rid of these things which are coming barrier to give glory to God. My dear brothers and sisters, I'm going to give one analogy, one example. I think everybody will travel. We carry our suitcase. Esanor or hand luggage. So we bought a flight ticket. We go to the counter, we give the ticket, they give us, and we pass through. And we pass through security, we've been cleared. Before passing through security, after passing security, if you have hand luggage, they will scan your hand luggage. Once they scan your hand luggage, you will stand here, your hand luggage put in the scanner, and it should come out. If something in that scanner, how you feel? You will not feel comfortable. Something is in that scanner, you will not allow to travel. Something which is prohibited item is placed in your hand luggage, you are not allowed to travel. You've been declined. As a Christian, when we scan, Christ is scanning. We should have that confidence in Christ Jesus. When we scan with this word of God in our life, sometimes God says, no, this is not right. This is not right. I need to clear this one. That is the confidence you and me. This is confidence Apostle Paul has. He left his luggage in the scanner and standing outside like this. I have fought a good fight. I know there is a crown for me. Father, forgive them, for they don't know do nothing. Stephen too. So many believers in Christ. Missionaries, their life, they know that. They died. Adoniram Judson, he left America. He's the first missionary to Burma. He's lost his wife, his children. In the death point, he's asking God, I know if I die, I will be with you in glory. But give some time to finish this translation of the Bible. Because his heart was for this word of God. The perishing soul. This is the same thing Apostle Paul was trying to explain to you and me. Are we fighting day by day? Can we have that confidence in Christ Jesus? Lord, when you call, I'm ready. Call me, Lord. Or are we saying, say that, Lord, I want to press through that goal. I've told you, my dear brothers and sisters, that once you finish the Philippian chapter, the book of Philippians, we should come out with understanding of Christ comes to encourage, and we should pursue Christ likeness. I pray that, that as you finish, I don't know about this year, as you complete this Philippians, or half of the year, I pray that everyone who are here, we will be reflecting the Christ likeness. Oh, I have seen this brother, how there's transformation. I have seen, and who will get glory? Heavenly Father. And when we live that kind of life, and we can say like Paul, I fight a good fight. I have run a race, and I know that there's a prize for me. As a church, once again, I bring to you this one. I press towards the goal for the prize of the upward calling in Christ Jesus. Again, this is the imperative verb in action. I press day by day. Can you and me say today that, Lord, I'm pressing to do the your will. Sometimes I'm unable to carry on. Yes, sometimes I'm like, okay, Christian, okay, Christian is okay. You go to church, you pray, and you are so passive. We fail to understand that he gave the commandment to us. And he also gave commandment to us as this verse we say, work it out your salvation, for it is for God, for to you, and it's to his will and his good pleasure. Let me ask this question. God is at work in you right now, if you are a Christian. What is working cause you to do his will? Does God is working in your life? What does he want you to do? What habit does he want you to change? What relationship does he want you to make right? My dear brothers and sisters, work it out your salvation, for it is God who is doing us. He gave his only begotten son, and he gave his son in the point of death for you and me. He no known sin, but he died for me, you and me. And somebody from here took that word, came to India and shared the God's word, and people have been transformed because they love God and they worked out the salvation, and they show forth the light of Christ, and people have come to Christ. As today we go from here to this world, can you and me make a difference, saying that, Lord, thank you for your salvation. As you're working in my heart, I want to reflect. If that is not reflecting, then there's something wrong in your journey. Check with that. You and I will be only confident when the scanner goes, my luggage goes by, I can stand. I know that nothing's there. That assurance will give by the Spirit of God. It will convict us. That's why it says it will convict us, so that we can, our life will transform to the image of God. Every word what we speak is like Jesus.